The Gemara on the top of Daf Chaf Aleph has a list of things that are memayit in chalayin legabe tumah, and one of the things that are mentioned are the aver v'abasar on the dodalin v'behemah v'chayah. If you have an aver and a basar that are hanging off, dangling from behemah v'chayah, they're memayit in the chalayin. And the Gemara later on in the bottom of the Amid has a kasha on this. The Gemara says aver v'abasar dodalin v'behemah v'chayah. Arkavaza, the behemoth is going to run away. So the Gemara says, "Bekshura, you tied it up, so it's not going to run away." In fact, the Gemara shachid la, you're going to shacht it. So, but tamei, we're talking about behemoth tamei, we're not going to shacht it. Mezamalei lenachri, you're going to sell to nachri. The Gemara says, "Bekchusha," talking about a behemoth that does not have a lot of basar, so we're not afraid you're going to do that. Pasuk shari la klavim, you're going to cut it off and throw it to the klavim. The Gemara says, "Kevin digat tzabalechaim la avin," because it's tzabalechaim, by cutting it off, we're not afraid you're going to do that, and therefore we assume you're mevatel in the chalayim. So Tysus has a kasha. He says the teretz of tzabal lechayim helps the guy be cutting off an aver from the behemah. But what about in terma kula behemah shalka b'shari leklavim? Why don't we have to be worried they're going to take the whole behemah and throw it to the klavim, and then you will take it away from the chalayin? So Tysus answers v'shama demari b'kayf b'chol d'damali demana chasam l'tili bay. We're talking about like a kayf, a monkey that's there l'tili bay for people to look at, and you want it to be there. We're not afraid that you're going to be take the whole behemah and shari leklavim. But the question is, what was the kasha of Tysus? What was Tysus thinking in the kasha? Why does it help if you're going to take the behema and throw it to the klavim? L'char, that's also tzar b'lechaim. The same teretz the Gemara gives, you're not going to take off an eber mishum tzar b'lechaim. L'char should apply to the whole behema as well, that if you're going to throw it to the klavim, it's tzar b'lechaim. So what b'chalal is the kasha of Tysus? Why would there not be tzar b'lechaim over there? So I was thinking that maybe this is a raya to the famous chiddush of the Nei Behuda. The Nei Behuda is mechadish in Yeridaya that the Issa of Tzar B'lechaim is only if the behemah is kept alive in your mitzayat, but the actual killing of a behemah is not Tzar B'lechaim. The fact that you kill it, then it's no longer alive, being that it dies together with the mice that they're doing, it causes it to die. It's not going to be alive, therefore there's no Tzar B'lechaim. It's only Tzar B'lechaim if you keep it alive and you cause Tzar. So being that over here it's going to die through the klavim, that maybe Tysus held is not Tzar B'lechaim, and that would be a riot to the Nei Behuda. Could be madcha, that maybe Tysus just means that it's not a maisa b'yadayim, it's more of a grumma. You're not actually doing the tzar b'yadayim, just throwing it to the klavim, and it happens to be mela, so if you that, it wouldn't be a raya from here to the Nei Behuda. But either way, I think from the Rimigash over here, you have a raya keneged the Nei Behuda, because the Rimigash is coming to answer the kash of the Rishonim. Why don't we say that you're going to just kill the behemah and throw it to the klavim? And his lashon is, he says, the kevin, the la bashchita, he, since this is not a bashchita, because it's a behemah tmeya, shchitasa nami tzar b'lechaim, he, the ha harigihi b'lo shchita. So he says, the pelt kezach, he says, being that this is not a bashchita, it's a behemah tmeya, so even if you shecht it, that's going to be tzar b'lechaim, because it does not have a shame shchita as a shame hariga. So he seems to be saying that the only heter to shecht, the reason why shchita is not tzar b'lechaim, because it has a shame shchita, that has a tire shchita. But if you do a maisa shchita to a behemah which does not need shchita, that does not have a shame shchita, that's called a hariga, and that would be considered tzar b'lechaim. So that's his chiddush to answer this kasha, the kasha of the Rishonim over here, the one that you shecht it and then throw it to the klavim. But al kapanim, l'char, you see clearly from him that if something is not a shechita, if it's a hariga, it would be tzar b'lechaim, and that l'char is connected with Nei Behuda saying that when you kill it and it's no longer alive, it would not be considered tzar b'lechaim.